crossover.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
The crossover is powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. It's time for the crossover. Nick is
every day
ruining things in the studio.
Good every
thing.
Day.
Good thing you guys are at the ballpark because you get to avoid him just breaking stuff.
Around. I didn't even know that could come off.
Yeah, it's that phone light thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I feel like every day Connor is like, time for the crossover. And then Nick's like, starts turning his camera.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to adjust the camera.
Yeah, but right at that time. But it's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm just going to keep that down there. I can't fix that right now.
Hi, guys. Right.
Hello.
Hey, Happer.
What's up?
Nothing, you know? Just hoping to stay safe from Nick's wrath.
Yeah.
Wrath?
Yeah, he's just throwing stuff around. I don't know.
Nimbly bimbly?
Yeah, old nimbly bimbly, I guess. I don't know. Nothing really is up. I'm jealous of you guys. I would like to be out at the ballpark today. It looks like a lot of sun. Looks like
it
a lot
is.
Of fun in the sun.
It is.
Fun. Aren't you going to be at a ballpark today, Happer? Didn't I just hear you saying that?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be at the minor league game tonight, but I think it's a big game for Creighton, you know?
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Sadly though, as big as this one is, it's not as big as this weekend because the Jays have kind of dug themselves a bit of a Big East hole here to start the season. So the conference games always mean a little bit more, but it's kind of unfortunate that you're not playing at least a little bit better with the number 13 team in the country coming into this ballpark. First time since they won the 2016 College World Series. You probably didn't remember that, did you?
Yeah, Josh.
Coastal?
That Coastal Carolina
I remember
was
that.
The national champions.
I remember that because that was the series that went a little extra long, right?
It did. It and went a little extra long. So we were over at the thingamabob across the way,
the
whatever
village.
They call that place, the village, back in the good place where you know people could actually see us when they were walking by.
Yeah, can we go back
that?
There this
I like
summer?
That, I like garage that garage too. Yeah.
I want to go back there this summer.
And Josh and I are finishing up the show, and we're back timing to the start of Kevin's pregame show at 5:40.
Because that's when you would come, you would leave this area, and you would do shows to finish up the College World Series.
Yeah. Because I wasn't doing sidelines. So I would just, you know, like everybody else, get done with the show, and then while everyone else is coming into the ballpark, I'm leaving and going
check
home
the backseat
so I can go watch it. And I remember very distinctly, you know, as we were getting towards the end of the show, wow, the clouds have moved in all of a sudden. That's weird. I didn't think much of it. And then I get in the car and the first thing I hear from Kevin is, well, we're going to be starting late today because there's been lightning strikes in the area.
Yeah.
And so I'm driving along, going, oh, well, that's too bad, because as I'm driving towards Lincoln, I can see nothing but blue skies, just like right now, just nothing but blue skies. And I'm like, oh, well, that'll be out of there soon. They'll probably get off to about a 25, 30-minute late start, but all will be well and everything will be fine. And I'm driving along and I figure, well, I'm going to listen to something else instead, you know, because.
Wow, tough luck for Coogler.
I wasn't going to listen to Kevin's pregame. I mean, I'd been to all the College World
Series
games.
Tough luck for Scott Graham.
I kind of knew what was going to happen
or what
was going on. And I get home.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting down to dinner. I'm like, well, I bet the game has started by now. Turn on the TV and ESPN's running something else. I'm like, what is going on
hey,
here?
It's the OJ 30 for 30 again. You want to watch him kill some people?
And I dial up the old radar range.
Allegedly.
And that thunderstorm's just sitting right on top of Omaha.
Right over Kevin.
And it's not moving.
And Happer, at this moment in time, Kevin had a trip out of the country, a flight scheduled for the literal next day.
Yes.
This was game three of the College World Series.
He and his family were going on vacation.
So he was like, I'll do the game, and then the next day we'll leave the country. We'll leave America.
You literally leave America.
It was 2016, after all. Many wanted to leave America in 2016.
And so I am now texting with Kevin, and Kevin is in a catatonic state, and he is not very happy, and he's like, what am I going to do? And by the end of the night, I had been assigned to do the game with Scott Graham so that Kevin could catch his flight the next morning. And I did the championship game.
Championship game.
And I can't remember. It might have been Andy Garcia who was doing sidelines at that point. And he had to leave because his flight was already scheduled to leave.
Stibbs had to come produce it because Stibbs, the producer left.
And Tim, our producer, had to leave. So Stibbs came to produce. I came to sit in with Scott. And then at the in the ninth inning.
Did you go downstairs?
In the ninth inning, I went downstairs to handle the post game. And Coastal made this great comeback, and there was some drama in the ninth inning.
Classic.
And I was standing down by the visiting dugout on my headset trying to play color guy while I'm down on the field.
Oh,
and it's totally different, right?
When
you've been up in the booth, you got your scorebook in front of you, like, yeah, this guy did this, blah, 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 blah.
You're and just reacting to everything stuff. You're seeing.
And so I'm just basically reacting.
Scott, that was definitely a strike.
Yeah. I think that was 96 miles an hour. I could hear it.
And then the game went over, and that was the very first time I ever went down on the field and was interviewing Coach Gilmore and all the players.
And so that's why you do sidelines now, because you did such a good job.
I guess.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, that was a weird, weird, weird day.
So what I remember then about that day is after the game then, because it was an afternoon game, we did unsportsmanlike conduct with Nick Baugh and yours truly, and I believe because it would have been a Wednesday – we did dumb debates, and one of the questions that we discussed was, what food from today, if you traveled back 2,000 years, would most blow the minds of people? And we settled on pizza. We settled on a slice of pepperoni pizza. Well, maybe that or Pop Rocks.
Someone said Pop Rocks.
I feel like Pop Rocks. Pizza's been around for a while, or a variation of putting things on bread.
Pizza's pretty simple, right? It's just dough and some cheese.
Like, I think there's been variations of pizza forever.
Right. A lot of forms of sour candy, I think, would just destroy the mouths of any of
that's
those.
A good
you know
one.
What? You know what? Now that we revisit this, something fried.
Yeah.
Like fried chicken.
Yes.
Or French fry.
Fried Oreo.
Deep fat fried.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any. Oh, yeah. Deep fat. Like something weird, like a deep fat fried Oreo. Yeah.
First thing that came to my head was like a Twinkie.
Deep fat fried Twinkie.
How about just clear, clean water? Like, look at this.
What?
Where's the mud? Where's
soap?
Where's the fecal material that's usually
a cold
in
beer?
Stuff?
Like a nice cold beer?
Oh, anything cold.
Do you think
anything cold? Yeah.
I was gonna say, do you think an ice cube would blow their mind?
Yeah, here you go. Here's
we
one
could just
cube
have
of
ice.
Yeah, and again, it's clear. It doesn't look like nasty garbage.
It could be a lot. I mean, there's a lot of different things now that I think about it.
Stibbs is here again. Hi, Stibbs.
Welcome back to life, Stibbs.
Commenting from the grave.
What I remember about that game is how much more Westwood One pays to operate aboard than NRG pays to produce Holder. Yeah, Stibbs told me after he goes, so I just had to, turn the thing up and then turn it back down, and that was my job the whole game.
Yeah.
And he got paid hundreds of dollars.
Stibbs had it so easy that day.
Yeah, he really did.
It was nothing like producing our games where you're,
cutting highlights.
You're juggling, 18
here,
things.
Can you do this read for me, please, John?
Mm.
Wow. Mm. Oh, Mike says hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Maybe Flavor Blasted Goldfish.
Flavor Blasted Goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Hmm. I think candy. I think lots of candies. I think a Warhead, a Shocker.
Ooh.
Remember Shockers?
No.
Do you remember Shockers?
Shock Tarts. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think at one point they named them Shockers. They probably renamed them for obvious reasons. Sweet Tarts, another one.
What would those obvious reasons be?
Because they didn't copyright infringement on the team in the Mo Valley.
Wichita State.
Good one.
The team that used to be in the Mo Valley.
Very good.
Good one, Josh.
Used to be in the Mo Valley. Yeah. American Conference.
There they are. Shockers, also known as Shock Tarts.
I remember Shock Tarts. I never remember Shockers.
Shockers with a Z?
No, it was with an S.
Oh.
Hmm. I wonder what was different. They just changed the name. Shockers, Shock Tarts.
I liked those. That was a good candy. Now I want some Shock Tarts. Yep, there they are.
I do remember those.
They were in the sticks.
Child.
They were in the sticks.
I didn't like sweet tarts that much.
Really, Nick?
Yeah, as a kid, but I grew out of them pretty quick.
Interesting.
I was okay with them.
Yeah. Quicker than I think most people my age grew out of.
Do we not do, do kids not like sour candy anymore? Or are we not doing new?
Oh, they do.
Okay.
Good poll question.
They do. Yeah, occasionally if we go to if the family all goes together to a movie or something, the boys will get some of that weird sour gummies or some kind of sour candy.
Oh yeah, I didn't get into Sour Patch.
I'm not
Patch.
A big fan. I could give or take.
I don't like Sour Patch.
I love Sour Patch.
I'm a savory boy. I like savory over sweet or sour.
It's a chocolate boy.
As a candy person, you like savory?
like just savory in general. Like savory, oh. like the nut roll. Like I like a nut roll.
And the salted nut rolls are very good.
Would you consider that candy? That's candy, right?
Of course it is.
It's a candy bar. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a candy bar.
Yeah,
sure.
It's got nougat.
Just because it has more, it's got the nougat in the middle.
It's the nougat.
The white stuff.
The white stuff. Like things with peanuts or peanut butter. It's my jam.
There's no chocolate in a nut roll, is there?
No.
Really?
They do have chocolate versions of salted nut rolls.
Chocolate covered?
Well, they have chocolate covered ones, but they replace the nougat with chocolate or some form of chocolate.
Yeah, regular salted nut roll is not like candy-y enough for me. It looks like, you know.
It's great on the golf course.
It's like the original protein bar almost.
It does look like a protein bar, which I'm not against protein bars, but when I think of candy, I don't think like
I'm in a
movie theater. Give me a salted nut
roll. The only thing about salted nut rolls is they're really difficult to eat without spilling nuts everywhere.
Yeah, you do get nuts all over the place.
The nuts just fall off the bar, and then you're in trouble.
That's why I try to keep it in the wrapper, and then the nuts hopefully fall into the wrapper, so then after you can just...
Yeah, that's the hope.
Why when they invented it, didn't they put a nice thin layer of chocolate on the outside of
it? Great question.
Don't need it. That'd make it worse, John.
It would make it worse.
Why would it make it worse? Chocolate and peanuts go great together.
Whoa, what a hot take from Nick and Happer.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
It's good the way it is.
It wouldn't be a salted nut roll at that. It wouldn't be the salted nut roll that we've all grown to love.
But it'd be different. When they first invented it, what was the appeal of just putting peanuts wrapped around...
Healthier candy?
See,
I don't want healthy candy.
Yeah, it's candy.
It's like when people are like, hey, go to Tanner's and get this healthy item. It's like, that's not why I go there, though.
Right.
I don't go there to eat healthy. It's a sports bar.
He was going to a sports bar to have a salad.
Maybe you just like a change of pace. That's all. Maybe it's not so much about being healthy. It's just about the change of pace.
I've seen a local food reviewer who has mentioned, if you eat at this place, you could get the healthier option.
It was invented in
19... Which I say no.
The salted nut roll was invented in 1933, so maybe it was a depression thing. Maybe it was hard to come by chocolate.
They were out of chocolate.
What are you talking about? Most of the great candy bars were born in that era, like
were
Snickers.
They really?
Yeah.
Were people so sad they were also like, depressed?
The Hershey bar was around before that. The Snickers bar, a lot of the candy bars we know today were born in that era.
I was going to say that I don't remember chocolate being a part of the Great Depression.
I know it was chocolate a year after the payday. After the product's introduction, the name was changed to the Choo Choo Bar to be distinguishable among competitors, but it was eventually changed back. I think I would like it less if it was still called the Choo Choo Bar.
Oh, I think I'd like it more if it was the Choo Choo Bar.
Choo Choo Bar?
Give me one of those Choo Choo Bars.
It's kind of misleading. That sounds more candy-ish.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salted nut roll at least tells you exactly what it is. Hey, here's a roll of salted nuts.
Nick, if Gary was doing the ad reads for the Choo Choo Bar, what do we think that Gary would say?
I don't know exactly where that is.
Nick rearranged everything today.
I didn't rearrange.
Did he?
I didn't rearrange everything. I deleted things that we didn't need anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh, including the choo-choo?
Nice.
No, I didn't delete that. I know where it is. Or I know it's here. I just don't know exactly where it is.
SMH. All right,
well, that was rough.
Man, you know, I kind of look at the wall of drops like, you know, you walk into an airplane cockpit. It's very intimidating,
choo-choo.
Right? There's just a bunch of knobs.
Nice. A minute later. Good work, Nick.
Really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're in the and there's just a. It's very intimidating, right?
Yeah.
Where there's all this stuff.
Yeah.
But as a pilot,
yeah.
You know everything.
Yeah.
It's like
it's your.
Yeah. It's it's like a
it's
great,
your domain.
It's like a great organist that have those huge organs with the different key, and they just know where everything is, and they just know where everything is.
Yeah.
I look at our wall of drops the same way.
Yeah.
When you've been behind the console
for almost 3 years
there and you just kind of know, you just know out of second nature, you know, hey, if I want to hit this note, I got to reach over here.
Yeah.
If I want to hit this drop, I got to go over here.
Yeah.
Nick's like the Colorado Rockies coach that was a pilot for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yes.
He does exactly. What are these?
And now the
do?
FAA. And now the FAA is going to, you know, sue the Rockies, and they're probably going to banish him from the National League.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
It'd probably be the best.
Suck for all of us because that takes away, you know, at least, you know, 6 automatic wins every year.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's frustrating. I think the Royals play the Rockies this summer in July at some point.
Yeah,
they
do.
If they're banished from the league, then... You know, what am I going to do during that time where I was going to go to the game?
Twiddle your thumbs.
I guess so.
3 free wins.
Yeah, maybe. No, is it forfeits or is it just Yeah, I wonder what would happen at that point.
Stip says, does that make me Sully? Yeah, he lands in
the Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
The body
very,
of water.
Stip
the Hudson.
Very much is like Sully.
Hudson, yeah. So does this make Nick, Denzel Washington's character in Flight, where he turns
no,
the thing upside down?
No, he was
down
really
and
good.
Doing,
he was just drunk.
That's right. He's yeah, and doing cocaine.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think Nick's doing that.
That movie still has the fastest start of the movie to boob time I've ever seen in a movie that wasn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the Malaysian flight that got lost? Nick's that pilot.
Yeah.
Nick, yeah. Nick,
there's
Nick's
a lot of famous
like the,
pilots.
Nick's more like the pilot of the Hindenburg.
Oh, the humanity.
That's the very one, Nick.
Yep.
Isn't there
yep.
a drop about the Hindenburg on here, Nick?
I don't know. Is there?
Do we have a Hindenburg drop?
I don't know. I'm going to
By the way, the under hits today.
Yeah.
People forget who built that.
People do.
People forget who built that
thing.
Let's see. He's searching Hindenburg. I don't know.
I don't think we have a Hindenburg drop.
It's funny. How did people in 1937 not realize right there in the moment, hey, these dumbasses built this giant airship made of an explosive gas when you could have used something that's not explosive.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been right then and there that everyone said, yeah, we got to make sure that these people don't run everything.
So,
but then they let them start the war and take over all of Europe before they realize, oh, maybe we ought to stop these morons.
The Hindenburg did have a few successful trips, and they did that thing that capitalism does where it's cheaper, so we're going to do this thing that's cheaper to do until it kills people.
Nick defending Hindenburg.
But they weren't really capitalists. They were Nazis.
I think Nazis still believed in capitalism.
Poll
Did
question.
They?
I don't know.
I mean, it was more about Mr. H's.
All right, now I have to Google this.
Did Nazis practice capitalism?
You're going to get banned from the ballpark, Josh.
Yes, yes, you are.
Hitler expressed opposition to capitalism.
Oh. Ah.
Yep. I'm not going to read the rest of this.
John,
is that word? I mean, it's obvious where we're going to go with this.
But I mean,
he was a fascist. Nick.
In other words, he thinks a lot of the same things as those protesters at the Ivy League schools.
Well, I mean, doctors also used to tell pregnant women to smoke. You know,
it was a different time, Nick.
That's what I'm saying. This was a different time.
And
they didn't realize making
fine.
Something out of hydrogen.
Your mom smoke while you were in the... Okay.
No. She did not.
Dang.
How did the pilots of the most recent flight not know to not put the Colorado Rockies coach in the chair? You know?
They weren't very good pilots.
You would think that people would know better. But
we never talked about this on the show, right?
No, we didn't.
No.
Why did we not? That's a great topic.
I don't
topic
think they
alert.
Were expecting them to be filming.
Well...
Everyone's got a damn camera these days, and the whole point of letting the guy
That's
up
right.
there was
so
the photo op.
Yes.
Say, hey, look at me, I'm in the pilot sheet, and then you tweet it, you know, you send it to your wife, and say, hey, look, they made me fly the plane.
How come it's okay for a 5-year-old to go up to the pilot seat and get little tiny wings, but
it's
a grown
not,
man can't?
It's not
do
anymore.
They don't allow that anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, they canceled that.
Oh, I got
You're
it.
You're allowed
early.
To after the plane, like if you after you land, like I think I went into the cockpit when I was probably 7 or 8, but it was after the flight.
Did the pilot ask you if you had ever been to a Turkish prison?
No, I wish.
That was also before something happened.
It was. It was 1995 or 1996 when I flew.
I remember getting
time.
Some wings before that something happened. Not after that something happened, though.
They don't give away wings anymore.
Thanks I got
a lot,
wings.
Bin Laden.
Maybe.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Maybe when I got my wings, it was right before that. Because I was a tiny, tiny baby.
You know,
there.
Maybe this Rockies coach would have gotten his wings when he took his first flight, and then he wouldn't have been tempted to go up there and get his team in trouble.
That's true.
Because he would have been, been there, done that.
I flew on an airplane a few days before that event happened. September 8th, I flew.
Wow.
Yeah. And then 3 days
And you were
later.
Allowed to take your box cutters on board and everything?
Yeah, you could do anything. I was like, look at me.
You just walked into the airport and were like, yeah, there's no security here.
Yeah.
You know?
John, what was traveling like? I don't remember it.
I don't really remember
it
much at
all
either.
It's been so damn long, I don't either.
Because you used to be able to just like go all the way down to like the gate entrance, right?
Well, I do remember that, if you were picking somebody up
or
dropping somebody off, you could accompany that person to the gate.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but
so
now.
So what was security?
Was there just one little metal detector and that's it?
It was just a dude.
I honestly don't remember.
Dude with a wand.
It's been so long, and I honestly, I didn't.
23 years.
I didn't travel a lot by air.
back then?
You know, before that time.
Yeah.
You know, I did, but the times, it just I don't remember. I really don't remember. Yeah, you know, that'd be kind of cool. Occasionally on YouTube, you get these videos of, hey, this is what life was like on a random day in 1992.
Oh,
it'd be kind of interesting for someone if they would have taken a camera through an airport just to see how different it was.
What's it like getting on an airline in 2000?
When did they stop smoking on planes? Because there are planes that still have the smoking lights in them.
They all have the no smoking lights in them, Nick.
Well, not the no smoking lights, but there were
well, there
ashtrays?
Was a time. There was a time. Yes, there was ashtrays. A time where there were ashtrays, and
I don't believe any of those planes are still in service.
And I believe you know you couldn't smoke until. Kind of similar to now where you can't pull out your laptop.
Grab your laptop and your cigarettes, folks.
Yeah, they'll turn the no smoking light on. And then once you get to cruising altitude, they would turn the no smoking light off.
Crazy. What a different time.
That is wild.
I want to say they got rid of smoking on airplanes like in the early 90s.
Yeah?
Altogether.
That's just gross.
Oh, can you imagine how rancid that was?
I still remember a time when people were smoking in restaurants and there wasn't like, you know.
Me too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Nick, do you remember smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants?
Not sections because we didn't really have those back home. It was just you could kind of smoke anywhere.
Let's see. Okay, so it started, the process of banning smoking, it looks like it began in the 70s. United Airlines created a non-smoking section in 1971. In 1994, Delta was the first airline to ban it on all of their worldwide flights.
Okay, so that's about right then.
And so, yeah, it looks like it happened pretty fast. After they did it, it seems like everybody
Like, yeah, this is probably a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, somebody on the Hindenburg said, man, I wish they would have had no smoking on this flight.
Yeah, that should have taught us.
It really
should. When did we get rid of smoking in restaurants? When did that happen?
Here in Nebraska, it was
15, 20 years ago?
Early 2000s.
I was going to say, I feel like I was in high school.
Early to mid,
I remember seeing the news report when I was a kid.
It was either Omaha or Lincoln that did it first, and then the rest of the state followed pretty quickly after that. I do remember the whole debate over it. And, you know, be like, oh, it's my right. It's like, no, yeah.
Classic culture war.
It's your right to get up off your ass, go outside and smoke and not pollute the rest of the air. I mean, do you want me to back my car in and just start the engine and just, you know, let the fumes waft all over?
That's my right. That's your right, John.
It's my right.
Sorry, I thought this was a free country.
So we have the smoking section, the non-smoking section, and the section where you just bring your car
in. Just back your car in. Here you go.
Call that the suicide section. You know, that's how you're looking to do it.
A little extra octane over there.
Yeah, nice. Just bring the car in. Hot Danger says 2008-ish.
That seems too late. Okay. 2008
maybe I was
seems
in college.
Too late.
Yeah, it feels like very recent, but it's not. It's actually a long time ago now. Mm. Poll question was 2008 a long time ago?
Yeah, 16 years.
Not surprisingly, we were among the last states in the union to ban smoking.
Yeah, there was so many takes back then, and now no one ever.
Yeah,
imagine complaining.
You don't
about
hear
that
anybody
now.
Going, man, I don't like going out to eat because I can't have my Marlboro.
I miss it.
Soon we'll be saying, remember when we couldn't sports bet on our phone? What a weird time we lived in.
We will say that.
What was the biggest culture war? Mandatory seatbelt laws or no smoking in restaurants?
Ooh.
I never remember a time where I had even the urge to not wear a seatbelt.
It's a big small town thing. Small town people hate wearing seatbelts.
I do. I didn't have seatbelts in my first car.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Mm-mm. Did not have seatbelts and I didn't start wearing a seatbelt till I started going to college.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow.
It was just, I know. Amazing.
That's wild.
And I don't even remember why I started doing it.
Why you started wearing it?
I didn't start wearing it because I felt like, you know, I was obligated to. I just started wearing it for some reason, and now, you know, it's commonplace.
Did you guys do the thing where you would buckle it? I guess you were probably too old then since you didn't start wearing it until college. But when you're a kid, coming up across your chest,
hurt
your neck, so you put it behind your back.
Well, I remember the cars that had the two, like you had to pull it you know, from, because it would move when you, like,
yes, when you got out of the car.
Yeah. Yeah, those were weird. And those were the ones that always scratched up your neck a little bit.
Yeah.
So you throw that at behind you. Yeah.
That wasn't a great design.
For the longest time, it was just a lap belt.
Yeah. I remember getting in cars.
It was just a lap belt.
My dad, he had this car when we were growing up, and it had that. I think it was just in the back, where if we were in the back seat, check the back seat, we'd have just the lap belt for us. By the way, a couple of travel stories from folks. Dave says, I traveled for work pre-9/11. Anyone could go through the metal detector. They didn't check boarding passes. And John writes, there was no security, like literally none, unless I'm completely forgetting something.
Wow. Hmm.
I mean, I think there was some security, but it wasn't, like, you know, major. Because, you know, there were hijackings and things of that.
It's getting in an Uber, basically. It's the equivalent of hop in.
Kind of.
It's interesting that cars have the shoulder strap seat belts, but airplanes just have the lap belts. It's interesting to me.
Well, it would be hard to have three seats a row.
It's also probably like a weight thing.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to have too much.
Also, like, if a plane crashes, like, cool, you have that extra seat. It's not going to do a whole lot.
It's not going
to help you that much.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, kids during the Cold War, get under your desk to prepare.
Honestly,
that's not going to help.
Honestly, the only reason it's really there is if you run into some turbulence, they don't want the passengers bouncing up out of their seat and hitting the...
It's like a lap belt on a roller coaster.
Yes.
In that way, they don't want you flying out of the roller coaster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do get a little concerned. I used to get concerned when it was just the lap belts on the roller coasters, though. I like the ones that came over the shoulder.
Me too.
I feel
so much more comfortable when it's an over-the-shoulder one.
Yeah, maybe you're onto something, Nick. Yeah. Maybe they really should put that on... Maybe they should just put the roller coaster thing on airplanes.
On an airplane?
Oh, God.
You strap in, everybody.
You want people to be really pissed off. That would do it.
Yeah. I don't think it would probably
put
people
lift him up to go to the bathroom.
How can I watch my iPad if I have this giant thing over my shoulder? I can't go to sleep.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't put people at ease either. You know, they got on the plane. They're like, what are all these roller coaster straps doing here? Is this going to be a safe flight? No, you're going to want to buckle
in. And then the Rockies coach comes wandering out of the cockpit. Hi, kids, I'm your pilot.
We just lost 16-3.
Sean texts in, speaking of no seatbelts, Sipple on the show later today.
That's right.
Sipple will join us during the happy hour. That is true.
Yeah. Seriously, my brother and I used to just slide all around in the back seat, just messing around and sometimes laying on the floor. Sometimes my brother would go to sleep and he would lay on the floor when he was little enough. Would lay on the floor behind the front seat, and the elevated tunnel, which is where the where it elevates in the floor, where the drive shaft goes underneath.
Yeah,
that would be like his little pillow, and he would just lay there. He'd sleep there.
What an interesting time!
It was.
Do you remember the cars that would have like? I think these were in the what are they called, wagons? What were those kind of
station wagons?
Where they would have the seats in the trunk that faced out?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I liked sitting in those. It was so weird. I was like, wow, I'm viewing the world through a different lens. Even though all you can do is just turn around and watch cars. Yeah. I think I flipped off some people from one of those.
Do kids still all pile into one car and like lay on the in the trunk and then in the
Oh yeah.
Do they still do that anymore? Or?
Well, wasn't that Mazda a couple weeks ago that was just outside the building here?
There were like seven kids in that car.
Really?
Had to, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. When out the in our parking lot a couple weeks ago when we were looking outside. Yeah, I wonder. I wonder what the kids do these days for fun. They don't eat sour candy anymore and they don't pile into cars. Weird. That was my whole childhood. Hmm.
Yeah. Stibbs, the first soccer team stuck in the mountain, said, thank God we had our seat belt.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that it's mostly for turbulence, but in my head, it's weird that we have more secure things for cars that go slower than airplanes. But if you're in a plane crash, you'd think you'd want something a little more.
But again,
Nick, you're not, I mean...
You're not surviving it.
Unless you're living inside the black box, you're not surviving, and chances are you're not surviving.
People have survived airplane crashes.
That'd be a good way to survive a plane crash. You miniaturize yourself, and you go inside of the black box.
That's true.
Why haven't they thought of that?
There was a famous plane crash that happened up in Sioux City when I was in high school.
There's a few famous plane crashes.
Especially in Sioux City.
No, but this was one that happened in Sioux City. I think the plane was headed to Chicago or from Chicago, but either way, it was an emergency landing, and they knew. You know, I can't remember what was wrong with the plane. It may have been there was something wrong with the gears or something, but it like basically cartwheeled down the runway.
Oh, my God.
And most, I think most of the passengers survived.
Wow.
And when you see the video, if you I'm sure there's a Google of it somewhere because, you know, everyone knew it was coming in, and so the news cameras were there. And you watch it, and you're like, I can't believe anyone survived this. But, yeah, it was. I remember it very well because I was in high school, and they were talking about in the news about this plane crash in Sioux City.
Wear your plane seatbelts, kids. That's the lesson, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
I'll buckle mine on Friday.
Get lucky a lot.
I'll buckle mine
get
on Friday.
Get lucky a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Josh is going on a plane. This is good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll be in the air.
Yeah, here's the YouTube of it. I think it said 185 of the 296 people on board survived.
Wow.
Whoa, good for them.
But when you watch the plane crash, you're amazed that anybody survived.
Look at this. Dave on the text line says, I believe the Nuggets play-by-play guy survived the Sioux City plane crash as a young man. Is this true?
Whoa!
Jason Kosmicki, isn't he a Nebraskan? And if that's the guy that you're talking about, wow, that's a hell of a story.
That is.
Wow.
I'll look it up real fast.
He had a great call last night. They
were forced to land because of a complete loss of all flight controls and failure of its tail-mounted engine.
Yeah, see, that sounds bad.
That doesn't sound good.
That sounds like it's a tough thing maybe to get over, but...
Yeah. But, yeah, if you watch it, you know, it's incredible that anyone survived it. But yet, you know, three-quarters of the passengers did. Because they were wearing their seatbelts.
So, Happer, you are partly right. It's Jerry Schemmel. He is the guy who survived that plane crash.
Okay,
who is
a different guy. I don't know.
Different guy who I think has called Nuggets games.
Probably.
I don't recognize his name.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I found a story from 2008, and it mentions that flight in 1989.
Oh, second time 2008 has come up today.
Jerry Schemmel.
Yeah, I don't know that guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
I've never heard of this man. I don't know who this man is.
That's okay. He survived a plane crash.
That's right.
Shout out that guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a happy crossover.
This was an interesting crossover.
It all started because we were telling stories about Coastal Carolina in the 2016 College World Series. And candy. And salted nut rolls.
And it ended with that.
And it ended with a plane
crash.
How?
I have no idea. We talked about smoking in restaurants and on airplanes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We talked about the wall of drops. Oh, that's how it – well, how did we get there, though?
Because of choo-choo.
That's how it was.
The Hindenburg.
Choo-choo. Hey, nice work, Nick.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Okay, I have a meeting to go to. I have to go to the meeting.
You do. You have a meeting to go to.
Oh, the meeting.
Enjoy your ice cream.
Thank you.
They're getting ice cream?
They're getting ice cream.
I haven't eaten lunch yet.
Oh, that's
bull. Okay, so the time that we don't get to go to the meeting.
Yeah, we have the same food every time, but now you get ice cream. I love ice cream.
I'd actually prefer a sandwich, to be honest with you, but.
I guess it is your lunchtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, have a good meeting.
Okay.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. See you guys later.
Bye. See ya. Goodbye. All right. We're here at the old ballpark for Creighton and Coastal Carolina tonight, and we got a Grum, and it's a Tuesday, and we're 1620 The Zone.